can't find the perfect gift for that picky someone, how about giving something like this? That's a chimpanzee in Tanzania telling his friends, "Dinner's here." It's from a new CD, The Diversity of Animal Sounds, released by Cornell University. The collection features the vocal stylings of birds, alligators, jaguars, bats, even some creatures now extinct. The animal calls are part of a library of natural sound, more than 100,000 individual recordings at Cornell's Lab of Ornithology. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with the lab's director, Dr. John Fitzpatrick, about why he decided to make these animal sounds commercially available.
We want to get people to recognize that the diversity of the natural world includes the diversity of acoustic information as well as visual and tactile and sensory of other kinds. And that's one of the great things about this CD, of course. It gives people a chance to hear the huge variety of sounds that nature produces.
All right, let's play a cut here. Let's go to cut number 53. Dr. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Can you identify that creature?
Absolutely. That's a laughing kookaburra.
It does sound like they're having an awfully good time there, doesn't it?
It does, although they're pretty darn serious about what they're doing. It's a kingfisher relative from the Australian outback, sort of a terrestrial or a ground-based kingfisher with an enormous bill. And they are proclaiming ownership of a big piece of land that they need for supplying food and nesting space.
Okay, I could not have identified that as a laughing kookaburra. I couldn't have identified it as a bird just listening to it. Let's go to another one here. Cut number 13. Once again, I couldn't tell you where you are or what you're listening to or what environment you're in. You'd be underwater for all I know.
Well, you're close. You're actually in a marsh. In Panama, those were two different species of frogs. The deep frog was the Tungara frog, and the little trilly sounds were a narrow-mouth frog.
I would have guessed that it was a ray gun ricochet from some sci-fi epic, you know?
Right. Sounds like you're coming down from Mars in somebody's bad movie.
This CD is actually something that you put together for a meeting of the American Ornithological Union a couple of years ago.
That's right. And traditional at these meetings is to produce something, a little flavor of the local spot as a banquet favor. So we had the idea to pull from our collection a bunch of sounds and variety of things, including a few that professors could use in their classes. We actually produced a heck of a CD from that and got such a rave response from it that we decided to clean it up and add a few cuts and produce one for everybody to enjoy.
So this is your greatest hits collection?
This is absolutely. Greatest hits, volume one, at least.
There are 62 pieces.
That's right.
On this CD.
Yeah.
This is a terrible question, but do you have a favorite?
I do, actually. It's the last cut. Besides being a remarkable bird sound, it has an incredibly poignant story. It's the last individual of its kind. It's the Kawaii O'o, a bird that once was very common, several different species on all the big islands in Hawaii, and O'o's got rarer and rarer, and this cut, recorded by Thane Pratt in the 1970s, is just a beautiful, poignant sound because it's a male waiting for a female to call back, and it never heard one. And the last individuals disappeared in the mid-1980s and never to be seen again. You can hear this sound and not know anything about birds and still enjoy it for its musical qualities. Once you know what it is, you realize how much birds communicate to us about the importance of protecting the last remnants of the great wild landscapes of the earth.
Dr. John Fitzpatrick, director of the Cornell University Laboratory of Ornithology, speaking with Alex Chadwick about the lab's new CD, The Diversity of Animal Sounds. You can hear more sounds and see pictures of the animals featured in the story on the website npr.org.